holding kuflam chesam abeis shalach le Rami bar Yecheskel Rav Huna. It's about 15 lines down. Kuflam chesam abeis. So Rami Yecheskel sent Rav Huna. Emelon easy. Hanach milim al yosa the martelon mishmei de Rav. I would like you to please tell us those milim al yosa, which was not. Those good words in the sense of like a good pshat, that you told us in the name of Rav, Tarti b'Shabbos v'chada b'Torah, two in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, and one in regards to Torah. Sholach Leisa, he said back the following, Horatanya, good b'kisna mutal in Tosa b'Shabbos. So we had a form of Aleph, that good was this type of leather which was they would spread out. There was a leather flask they would spread out to use to cool off the wine. We mentioned so you'd put it on these posts and you would hang it there, suspend it there, and it had a drawstring which closed it. So good is mutter. You should, so the Brisa said it's mutter. Amarav lo shano ela bebeis bnei adam. It's only mutter if two people are pulling on it. Av adam echad is osir, but one person is osir. Rashi brings a pshat from the Gaonim. Rashi says he doesn't understand exactly what they're saying, but apparently it seems to be that it's easier to tighten it with one person than it is with two people. Now, I'm not sure exactly. I guess if there's drawstrings on both sides, you pull, you get it flattens, but it doesn't tighten. You get one person pulling it. I'm not sure exactly either. I follow Rashi also. Don't exactly understand, but that's the pshat. So the point is, since it's not totally tightened, it's going to be permitted. If it's totally tightened, it's going to be usher.
Does it sound like sometimes with Shabbat, that if two people do something, neither of them is fully doing it?
No, Rashi didn't say it doesn't come out good. It's Rashi says, I don't understand exactly why, but that's the pshat that they said. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, "Bekila, I feel the yud b'nei adam is osir. Yeshu d'lamim t'cha purta." It will tighten to some extent. So, no, we didn't have it before. We just had the case of Kila further on. Easy as please. Okay, I feel a bit so, but the case of setting up the kilo, which we said before, whether this kilo was a problem of over the bed, so I don't care how many people are doing it, at some point you're going to get your oil and it's going to be a problem. Idach mai, what is the second halacha that Rav said in regards to Hilchos Shabbos? The Tanya. Mahi the Tanya. Kira Shanishmata Achas Miyarchus Seho Mutala Taltala. So Kira, which has some of the Kira was set up that would have feet, which will extend out. So if one of them came out, you're still allowed to move it, you know. Klishim not the lister, but the tarkum is open karma, etc. It's not considered now that it's a broken kli, and it loses its function. Shtayim is osir, but if two of them are missing, it's a problem. It became, now that it's not functional, so it became like a broken kli. So it's not functional, so it's like it has like etzim and avon. Comes along Rav, and Rav Omar afilu chad nami osir. So Rav comes along and says we're going to make an isra of muksa, but the motivation behind the isra of muksa is not the normal halachas of muksa. But even by one's missing, you can't move it; it becomes usher b'tiltul. Gezer Hashem yiska, because we're afraid the person will decide to fix it and put this foot back in and put it in tightly, and by doing so, he will be over the gzera of building, the malacha of either makapathish or boina, however you understand. And therefore, Chazal, to prevent that, made an isser of tiltul, isser of muksa, to protect us from not being over the malacha of boina or makav of patish. So here's it's a case where the muksa is not neveh from a lack of being mukhan, etc. The muksa is totally for a different reason totally. It's along the lines maybe of klishim latal isser, the Chazal made a gzera of tiltul, according to at least the Rambam, because this way if you can't have a pen in your hand, you're not going to write. And this has, we passing like this did, and this has tremendous ramifications. So, if a person's temple comes out of his glasses, and you can screw it back, and you have the screwing of the temple, so it all becomes muksa, because you might screw it back in, based on Xeris Rav, etc. If you wouldn't have the screw and you can't fix it, so then there wouldn't be muksa. But if you have the screw and you can fix it, it's functional as is. You can put the glasses on with one temple. It's not great, but as long as you're able to fix it, there's a Xeris Rav that you might come to fix it. Some which only an Uman can fix, there's no Xeris Rav because you're not an Uman. Over here was something which an average person could do, so Chazal made the current, we have Xeris Rav of Kirish and Ishmetu. No, because there's gzeira shema yiska. Right.
Even not fixing it the right way, you can't fix it.
Right. Or the person's lens pops out. So if and the problem was that the screw was loose, so you can't pop the lens back. Everything becomes muksa because you might pop the lens back in and screw it back in. If you have a lens which goes in and out all the time, you never. It's just that's the reality. So it's not muksa because you're not really fixing it. Because it goes in and out all the time. You have a lens which basically stays in, and punk, this one time it got loose, you have a Xeris Rav. Becomes more. Xeris Rav wasn't that you might fix, that there's a problem with fixing it. Xeris Rav wasn't there for the whole thing becomes muksa. Right? So the applications of Rav are significant. I guess that's why Rami Cheska felt it was. Mila Mayasa is a nice shot that Rav said. Ketara, what's the statement that Rav said in regards to Torah? The Rav said the following pshat in the pasuk: Asira Torah shetishtachach mi Yisrael. The Torah is going to come to be forgotten. Shenemar, where do you see that in the Torah? The Torah indicates that it will be forgotten. Shenemar v'hiflo Hashem es makosko Hashem. Will be mafle, will do extraordinary makos. Haflo zu enyadei amahu. What does it mean, this haflo, this extraordinary thing? Kishu aymer, it says a pasuk in Yeshaya, l'chein hini Yosef, the version says, I will continue, I will extend myself l'hafle, as almost a hafle of a fellow, to do extraordinary things to this nation. Now, not in a positive sense. The pasuk was warning over that the Bresha was going to come and punish. And the end of that pasuk is of the chachmas nachama v'minas nevod of tistater, that the chachma, the wisdom of the chachamim and the understanding of the nevodim will be destroyed. That's the that's the hafla of a fellow that's referring to. Have you ever haflas do this terror? It's referring to terror. It's Gemara. Which I don't recall. I don't remember where it is. The Gemara says that this maka is worse than the maka of. It learns not like Rav that Haflov here is referring to the Korban Abayis. And over there, it's referring to losing wisdom. It's saying that the loss of the wisdom of the Chachamim is worse than the loss of the Beis Hamikdash, because over here it only says one aflo, and over there it says three aflos. So the loss of the wisdom of the Russian will take away the wisdom of the Chachamim. That's a worse punishment than the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. But Rav is saying over here, this is pshat in the pasuk of the Devarim also. It means that the Klai Yisrael will lose their knowledge of Torah. Tanu Rabbanan. Kishenichus Rabbeinu Lekerem B'Yavne, when the Chacham went into Yavne, it was referred to the Kerem because they sat the Kerem, like a Kerem and rose. Amru, they also learned the Pshat in the Pasuk like this, that I see the Torah should tishtachem Yisrael, that the Torah will be forgotten. Shenemar, it's a different pasuk. Hine yamim boim lo Hashem Elokim, vishlati rov ba'aretz, le'rov lo lechem, v'letzam al lemayim, kiim lishmayas is divrei Hashem. That Klai Yisrael will desire the knowledge of Hashem, and the end of the pasuk is, and they won't be able to get it. Now, I never said why they make a song out of this pasuk. It's like it's beautiful thing. Klai Yisrael will desire Hashem's Torah. That's you know, like you stop there, it sounds beautiful. Probably the end of the pasuk is, and they won't have it. I don't know. Okay, they didn't ask me advice on that one. We can see, and there's another pasuk. V'no miyama adyom mitzofen ad mizrach. They went from one sea to the other, from north. They went from north to east. Yishartu too. They're going to look out. Levakish says, "Dvar Hashem v'lo yimotzu," and they will not be able to find it. So it says in the first pasuk, it says "Divrei Hashem." The second pasuk says "Dvar Hashem." It says three times. The first one is plural, the second one is singular. It's three different Dvar Hashem that they won't be able to find. So Dvar Hashem zu halacha, Dvar Hashem ze haketz, Dvar Hashem zu nevuah. They will seek halacha, they won't be able to find it. They want to know the ketz. When is the ketz, and they will not be able to have a nevuah anymore. Okay. Uma yeshetu tu levakish is Dvar Hashem. So what's an example of that they're going to go out and look for the Dvar Hashem and won't be able to know it? So Amru, Asira Isha Shetito Kikar Shal Kshuma. A woman will take a kikar of Kshuma. Atachza Bebate Kenesiyas, Bebate Mishroshas, Lady Im Timeyahi, Im Taharihi. And she will want to know the status of this kikar, whether it's Tomei or Tor. Vein Maven, Im Taharihi, Im Rain Maven. People will not know. Will nobody be able to give her an answer on this question? The Mora says, "Im tahurihi bim tamehi behedyak sivbe." That's an explicit pasuk. Mikol oich l'asher yeochel. That food can be makabel tumah. The Mora says, "Elo, that wasn't the question. She wanted to know. She will not. Elo leida. She would like to know im rishonahi bim shniahi, if the status of the kikar is a Rishon or a Sheni. Vein Mavit, and nobody will know." Where it says, "What do you mean? Hanami Mas Nisin he? It's a Farish Mishnah. Kidnan Hasheretz Shanim Sabataner. A pas Shibasechi is Shniya Shataner Tchila." So it's a Farish Mishnah that the pas, the Taner is the Sheretz is an Avatum. The taner, which comes tummy from the sheretz, is a rishon, and the bread inside is a sheni. So the more feels that the lack of knowledge of a mishnah is not mistar, but that's what's going to happen. They'll know mishnayos. Okay, so the more says. Well, that probably everybody knows. If you direct contact, it becomes a Rishon.
Okay.
So the Mora says, so what's the case? The case it became Tomei, the case which is going to be questionable is that you have a Kli Cheres, a Tanner's a Kli Cheres, it's a Mekabel Tuma from Avir, and you hang the Sheretz into the Tanner. The Mishnah is saying that the Tanner becomes directly... The sheretz is not matame the lechem directly, even though it's hanging in the same airspace, because lechem only accepts tumah through touching, not through air. But a klicheres is makabel tumah through airspace, so the klicheres will become a rishon because of the av, which the sheretz is inside of it, and the lechem is touching the klicheres, therefore it will become a sheni. Right? But you could hear somebody not understanding, because maybe the chiddush of the pasuk, of the way you understand the process of tumah of a sheret inside of a klicheris, hang in the airspace of a klicheris, which makes it tumah, is we look at the whole airspace as if it's full of sheret's tumah. So then maybe the bread should be a rishon. So that's a confusing halacha. Right? Is the bread a rishon or is it a sheni? So that's where you get lost in understanding the status. So the more says that's a farish mishnah. But the more says the more it seems to stick with this. What the woman doesn't understand, and nobody else is able to figure out, that's what the Asida, is that Rav Abba asked Rava, why don't we say, Lech say Chai Tanura command the Moli Tumah, but they have it pass Rishayna? Why don't we look at the Tanur as if it's full of Tumah, and the bread should be a Rishon? Amalezer, Rava said back, Lech say Chai Tanura command the Moli Tumah. We don't look at the Tanur as if it's Moli Tumah. How do I know that that's, how did the Chachamim know that that's so? Maybe the pshat is the way you understand the concept of the Kli Cheres accepting Tumah through airspace, which is the extraordinary din. Maybe the pshat in that is because we look at it as if it's there's Tumah full in the whole airspace, and that's how it works. So I'll tell you like this. The Tanya, so Rabbah says a chat. The Brisa says, maybe Kalim should be Makabal Tumah from an Arba Klicheris. Now, Kalim can only be Makabal Tumah from an Abba Tumah, not from a Rishon. So, if you have a Kali, a metal Kali, let's say, inside of a large Klicheris, and Tumah dangles inside of the Klicheris, so I would think that the Kalim should be able to become Tameh. Tamalomer, Kol HaShevasecha Yitma, Mikol Eich HaShar Yehachel. Everything which is inside of it will become tamei. What? Oichel and mashkin. Oichel and mashkin, the gersha should be. Matam ba'abrakli feris. Ben kelim matam ba'abrakli feris. So kelim don't become tamei ba'abrakli feris. So now, so k'rabba like this. If you understand the pshat is that the chiddush of sheretz ba'abrakli feris as if the whole Klicheres becomes Mole Tuma of the Rishon, so why can't a Keli become Tame? It's touching the Sheretz. Elamai, you see that that's not the Pshat. It's not considered as if it's Mole Tuma. It's not considered Mole Tuma, so it's a special. Then the Pshat is, in regards to a Klicheres, the Klicheres is only Matama Benagia, but Aver for a Klicheres is if it's Nageya. The Klicheres is not just the Kli, but the Aver is also part of the Kli, so it touched the Kli Cheres through being in its Aver. Okay, so the Kli Cheres had direct contact with the Sheretz, it's a Rishon. The Keli, which is touching the Kli Cheres, is touching a Rishon. Because a Kli Cheres functions as if it's Mole, the whole thing is, it's not that it's Mole Tuma, but that the Aver is part of the Kli Cheres. So the Kli Cheres touched the Tumah. But the metal Kli sitting on the bottom didn't touch the Tumah, so why should it be Tumah? So if that's true, so the pras has to be a Shaniyah. Same thing when it comes to bread. The bread has no Aver. So the Kli Cheres, the Aver is touching the Sheretz, it's a Rishon. And the bread is touching the Kli Cheres, therefore it's a Shani. So that's what they won't understand. I'm sorry, what? Yes. I mean, the uniqueness of Kli Cheres is, and if Tumah touches it on the outside, it's not Tomei. Right? So it's a totally different process of Kabbalah's Tumah than everything else. So Klai Yisrael will lose this level of understanding of Torah. These type of things. Tanya, Shemen Yechoy Omer, Chas V'Sholem Shetishach HaTorah Yisrael, Chas V'Sholem, it will not happen. It says in the Hazinu, in the Shiras Hazinu, that the Shiras Hazinu will function as a warning, because I can promise you it will not be forgotten. Well, if it's never, because if the warning itself is forgotten, you can't function as a warning anymore. So in the pasuk it says that it's a valid warning because it will never be forgotten. So he's understanding it's not referring to only to Shiras Hazino, it's referring to Torah in general. The Torah in general will function. They're going to seek out the Dvar Hashem and they will not be able to find it. That a person will be able to have, that Kleis will be able to have one individual which has halacha brura, a mishnah brura, that everything in his Torah will be masudah properly, that will not be found. Okay, let's hear Rashi. Tarti b'shabbos v'chada b'tara. It's in the Rashi. It's about, I'd say, it's more than a third of the way down. So Rabbi Chesel said that Rav had said over two things: two regards to Shabbos, one regards to Torah. Yisur Rogel Lomer. So Rabbi Chesel asked Rav Huna to remind him the things that you were accustomed to say in his name, Mishmoy in his name. Lomer said the word Mishmoy behelchos Shabbos Achas b'Torah kilekamor. So please remind us what those are. So he first said, number one was good b'kisna, good b'ritzur oisav, munach al-mokam kavu shaloi. So you have this good, which is this flask used, this bag used to cool off the wine, and you want to put it, kisna over here means referring to its place. Mutalim tosav b'shav, you're allowed to put it up. V'hadar minu liyal potar v'l'osar, hekad l'havim m'sukan b'kisna. That's when it's not set up in its normal place. But if it's like a set place where it's made to open and shut, etc., that didn't go into the Gzeir, and that Chazal were matter. And that came along Rav and said, that's only true basement. The Adam, Lomin, Tichle, Shaper, will not tighten well, not stretch well. But Amechad, Min, Tichle, Shaper, it'll stretch out well. Shemoyscha, Al Yosid, Zeh, Bekoshabo, Bekoshemoyscha, Al Zu, Bekoshabo. He'll pull one side, then he'll pull the other side, and it'll tighten, it'll spread out. Tighten nicely. That's my Rebbeim, and I found in Shubas Agadim. They also say this pshat. I don't understand it. Rashi says, either Shabbos Mahi. What's the second halach of Shabbos? Miachasel. One of its feet, Pitputin Shalok Kein Raglayim, was an extension which looked like a foot. So Rav said, even one is also Shemin Yiskek Shemachaber Laharegel. When you attach it, Yiskeno Bechozik. You put it in tightly. I'll be boina, and I'll be malacha boina. I'll have a little nishma to Ella Achas. I will lachash miska kuli hai. So the channel the gears, but whereas, so Rav said even one is also, it means the Tanakhama held that it's not the Tanakhama disagreed with this, the Tana of the Bryce that disagreed with this idea. He just felt when one comes out, the person didn't feel need to do that. He wouldn't remember the halacha, not to put it in light, not tightly. Whereas Rav was concerned about that. The example, whether it's interesting, where it's brought down in halacha, we didn't deal with kiras nowadays, it's brought down in the case of a chair which loses a foot. So the whole chair becomes muksa, according to Rav, because there you might come to be tekeh. Half of the fellow. Save the crowd, but of the chachmas chachamav, abinus nevadim tistatu, and the wisdom will be lost. Pekarim should be yavam. Hashem show you yoshin shura shuras pekarim. They said like rose like a karim. It's referred to karim yavam. So they said zuhalacha l'ksiv. So the hagalachem is devar Hashem tano Torah. So you see the word devar Hashem is referring to Torah, meaning halacha, zunavuah. Kedeksib, Dvar Hashem Asher Hoyo El Hoshea, so see, Dvar Hashem is referred to Nevuah. Zakait, Lo Yadana Mehecha Rashi, I'm not sure where the Pasuk indicates that the word Dvar Hashem is referring to the Kates. So, Behedeksib, it's written, Tarsha Biksa, Varek Suva Manachas, Yikra Vir, just read it and figure it and see it. So that can't be forgotten. The question was, what's the status? Shatana tchila shenitva min haaver kedeksiv el teichoy. So the Tana becomes a rishon. Buchayzo matame oichlon shabaseichem min haaver. Then it will be matame the food which is inside. It's inside of its airspace. Command the molly tumah. Kishanovel Asheretz Baviroi. When the Asheretz fell in, why don't you look at the whole thing as if it's full of tumah? The Habaloi Negia Mitami, it's taught me even without touching. He'll command them only tumahu. So we should look at it as if it's full of tumah, but the heavy pas rishon, and therefore the bread which is inside there at the same time should be considered as if it touched directly tumah, and it should be a rishon. It can't be true, Rava says, that we look at it as if it's full of tumah. The you should be able to make a keli become tummy by sitting inside Arba Kli Cheres. Shimhoya Kli Acher B'Soichai. A second Kli was inside of the Kli Cheres. She Yitomei Machmas HaSheret Sheba Arba Achitzim. It should become tummy because of the Sheret, which is in the airspace of the outer one. Oy Machmas She Yitomenu Arba Kli Chitzim Shu Tomei. Or, possibly, maybe the way we look at the tumah that a kli cheres can be metame and another keli. Tell me, Rishon Kolosh Bezachar Yitmo, Masamach Leim Mikoloichol Asher Yeachel. Everything inside of it should come tame, and then it says, and the Torah explains, it means Oichol and Mashke. Oichol and Mashke is a Bezachar Tameim Ulo Kelim Shmamino Tart. Okay, so we see 2 points from this, the Rabbi says. Number one, we don't look at it as if it's full of tumor. Dim kain, if so. Im klishetafu, if it's all, klishetafu is referring to all other types of tumor which you can retire them by putting them, shetaf is to wash out. Klicheris cannot become tor through going to the mikvah. All of the kalim can become tor through going to the mikvah, so they're referred to as klishetaf because you can be cleanse them through putting them in water. So there are other types of kelim in there. If it's a panimi, the inner one means the one which the sheret is not in. If that's the panimi, shemitama megaboy, which you can accept tumah by through touch on the outside. So yehi tameh, we would think that it's tameh. The hanalaga b'tuma, because if it would be considered full of tuma, it's if it touched tuma. And so, what do you mean that a kelim inside cannot become tuma? So we're forced to say, "A lawyer mean a chazik command them only tuma." We don't look at it as if it's full of tuma. And therefore, oichlo mashkin shebechitzen hudim etamoi, mach masakli. Only the oichlo mashkin are metame because of the outer kli. Shakli rishon v'hem shneim, they can become. The kli is a reason they can become a sheni. Al v'kelim loy the hoel v'ain dain tumazu bo elamach was a kli. Ashin ha'krua shein kli shein avatuma matame kli. So this is the pasuk which tells me a that kelim. In other words, how do we know that a kelim needs an avatuma? Maybe a kelim can become a sheni. Well, this pasuk is the pasuk which tells me that by telling me that only that kelim cannot become tummy from a kli cheres. And we're understanding that because we look at a kli cheres as a rishon, and therefore the keli would have to be a sheni, and it can't be a sheni. So I see kelim can't become shniyim. Number one, and number two, I don't see that you look at the kli cheres as if it's full of tumah, and the keli will be a rishon. That's not true either. So both points are seen from this pasuk. Halacha brura, zagrasha means betamim shalheba machlokes. Halacha brura means that we'll have a clear masara on exactly how everything is, and therefore that's not going to be kept in Klai, so Klai will lose that clarity. Now, Pashas Rashi means that discussion will always be, but to be able to come to a final resolution. In other words, once upon a time, Klai would take an issue that you're able to go to the Sanhedrin or Gadol. They come to a final resolution of the matter, and they would decide what the halacha is, and that would become the binding halacha in all of Klal Yisrael. So that's it; it's decided. That we're not going to have that clarity. Tanya, dead sherets, yeah. Same thing. Yeah. Tanya Rabbi Yossi ben Elisha says, "Imer Isa Dorsh at Tzoras Rabbis Bo'os Olov." You see, it has tremendous sorrow. Say a B'doik B'dayana Yisrael. Go check out the Dayana. Shekol Peronas Shabol Ha'elam Lo Bo Ela B'Shil Dayana Yisrael. It comes to the whole world because Klaisos Dayanim are not judging properly. Shenemar Shimon Ozois Roshei Beis Yaakov B'Ksinei Beis Yisrael. You leaders, Hamasavim Mishpat, which you were you hold mishpat abominable, you don't do it, obviously. You consider it not just insignificant, but the yonim have a contempt for mishpat. This called yeshar, that which is all straight, yeah, akeshu, they make it crooked. Bainet Zion b'damim, Yerushalayim ba'avla, they build up Zion through blood. Yerushalayim ba'avla, Rasheh b'shechet yishpoitzu, its leaders judge with being bribed. The Kohenim b'mechir yaru, the Kohenim decide issues for a price. Neviyah b'kesef yiksaimu, Neviim give their words of Neviyas for money. And v'al Hashem yishoanu, and then they rely on Hashem. So the Mora says, now that's so the point of the pasuk is the next. What the Mora is going to bring is the punishment which is going to happen, which is the next pasuk. But meanwhile, the Mora just interjects. You see a fascinating thing over here. V'al Hashem Yishonu. We have this in Yuma. Rishoyim Heim. I mean, they were definitely not very savory characters. I mean. Ella shetolu bitchanu b'Hashem b'mishomer v'hoyo elam. He says, "V'al Hashem Yishonu." They rely on Hashem. They had the midah bitachon. So as opposed to bias sheni, where the Gemara says, even though bias rishon had a lot worse things than bias sheni, they got back to Beis Hamikdash. The various bias rishon allowed second Beis Hamikdash to come back after 70 years. The various bias sheni were much more problematic, and we're still, you know, lighting from them. So, the field may because Baruch Oleim Gimel Peronius Kenega Gimel Averus Shabiyadim. So these are three Averus B'Sheichad. The Rasha B'Sheichad Yishpoitu. Therefore, there will be three punishments. Due to you, Tzion Sodat Hecharesh. Tzion will be plowed over. Yerushalayim Iyin Tiyeh. Yerushalayim will be desolate. The Harbayas, the Bomais Yor, and Harbayas will be a forested area. Hashem only put his presence when the shayftim and shayftim, the lead, the judges, and the shayftim are those which execute the decisions of the judges. The royim, the ones which are royim, will be removed from Klai. So then Hashem will put his shechina there. Shenemar, Vashiva Yodia Layich. Hashem says, "I will return, put my hand on you." And I will smelt out the sigim, which are the impurities which are in Klal Yisro, as you smelt out in a molten metal its impurities. And I will remove all the bedilayich, all of the things which normally it's understood as the impurities. Rashiva Shavtaka where we should not be attacked about Tchilo. Person says, "I will come back to Klal Yisrael and put my presence there when you get to have your true judges." And then the pasuk is then the pasuk says, "V'achar kein yikar loch irat tzedek." End of the pasuk. For Eretz Tzedek, says you'll be the Eretz Tzedek, then the pasuk says the Kadosh Baruch Hu will be there. Then the Mora says Amar Ula and Yishlam Nitzelah Bitzdaka Shenemar Tzim Bemishpati Padev Meshera Bitzdaka. Then and the next pasuk is that Tzion will be redeemed through the process of stock. Gimel of Eris, B'sheicha Yishpoitu, B'mekir Yaru, V'nivya B'ketzav Yisayim, the three of Eris will bring three Piranias, Sarad Tichoresh, Iyin Tiyya, Labo Mestyar. We attack you about Tchilo, V'chakach Yikar Loch Yirat Tzedek, the Pasuk says, and afterwards you will call Yirat Tzedek, Lishvish Bashkin, the Shkin will come there. Okay. Amar HaPop, Ibali Yahiri Bali Amgushi. If Klaisel will stop being boastful of himself, Yahiri is the people which will be too big for their britches. So then Bali Amgushi. Then Klaisel, the Amgushi, the people which will come and make zeres against Klaisel, will be removed. So if we stop acting improperly, so then they skip. No. The punishments will be removed from Klal Yisrael. If the bad dayana will end, then Batli Garzif Gar Gazir Fiti. Then the Gazir Fiti, which is those the Umas Olam which come to attack Klal Yisrael will stop. Where do you see this in the Pasuk? Ibatli Yahiri Bali Amgushi to see the Etzorf Kabar Sigoya. So the impurities in Klai Yisrael will be removed. That's referring to the Yahirim. And we'll see the reward in a second. And that's the Pasuk before. Eventually, once the person removes that, so Yikar Lach Yirat Tzedek and Tzim Mishpati Padet, we will be redeemed. Yibali Dayani, Yibali Gezir Fiti, Dixiv Heisir Hashem Mishpatecha. The Hashem will remove the Mishpat. Pono Oyevecha. And the Oyamim will leave. Okay. Sirashi. Ibali Hiri, the fourth line from the top. Ibali Hiri, Yisrael Misyarim. Klaisel, which are acting, showing themselves too much. They're blurious. They're making their fancy hairdos, Mamusha Yahiris in fancy clothing, Kiparoshim Halalu, like these. I'm not sure exactly what Parashim referred to, the people which are stand out. Balam Gushi, Yivatlu Mesisim and Medichim Hamasniim Oisanu. The people which come to create hatred against Klal Yisrael will end. Sigayich, Hem Gasei Ruach, referring to the people which are pompous. Shemegalim Atzman, they make themselves look big. Loshen Yiskem Oid. The pasuk says that the word Yiskem means to expand. Vahakach Masira Kabadi Loyich. Those are the people which cause a barrier. So I'm not sure it's referring to the mesisim amadichim amasniim oisanu. It's the people which cause Klal Yisrael to be hated because they cause a separation to the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Well, the Yani Rishoyim at Yisrael Shematim Din, the Rishoyim which make false din. But the Mal Yisrael Gizir Fati Noik say Shaitre of the Chachamim. The Umas Olam, they're their officers which attack Klal Yisrael. Okay. Amar Rebbe Miloy, back in the Gemara. Mishum Rebbe Elozer Reb Shimon. My Ditsi, Pazik says, Shaber Hashem Mate Rishoyim, Shavet Moshlim Shibir. Russian will destroy the Mate Rishoyim, the staff of the that the Rishoyim stand on, the Shavet Moshlim and the staff of the rulers, Russian will destroy. I'm sorry. Shavir Hashem Mati Rishoyim Shavit Mershlim. Shavir Hashem Mati Rishoyim Elu HaDiyonim. These are referring to the Diyonim. Shanasum Makal L'Chazaneim. That the Diyonim have allowed themselves to let their officers, which are supposed to carry out the words of the Diyonim, so they are the ones which are tempted to, they have the power over the people, they go and act, and they're using their position to get the judges to get what they want to do, therefore they can go and take advantage of Klal. So the Yonim have become puppets in the hands of the Chazanim. Shevet Moshlim, Elu Tamid Chacham Shevet Mishpachas HaDayonim. And that's referring to the minchum, which are not stopping this process. So these the yonim have become not functioning where they're supposed to. The minchum, which know this, are not stopping it. Marzucha Omer Eil Minchum Shemalamim Hilchus Sibur the Yonei Bur. You're supporting them and teaching them. You know, the guy says, "Well, tell me what's supposed to happen over here." What do you mean, what's supposed to happen over here? You don't know. So don't be a judge. No, just help me this time. Thank you very much. You know, so. Rather than doing that, you know, doing their job, they're supporting it. Omer Rabbi Elozer ben Meloy Mishum Reish Lakish Ma'aduksi Ki Kapechem Negarlu Badom Besvesechem Ba'Ovoin Sifsesechem Dabru Sheker L'Shenchem Avla Sege. Your hands are dirtied with blood. Your fingers are dirtied with sin, iniquity. Your lips speak sheker, and your tongue says avla, abomination, not abomination, improper action. It's referring to the dayanim, which are not pasquining properly, and therefore their hands are dirty. That's referring to the people which they write the documents, and they're writing the documents improperly, so they're literally their fingers of, that they write with are full of iniquity. That's referring to the Urke Dayanim, the lawyers. The Shenchem Avla Sege Elu Baladinim, and the Baladinim himself get into the flow also. They also say things which are they lie. Okay. Let's finish up the two dots. Omer Rabbi Meloy Mishum Rabbi Yitzchok Magdalo. It's the connection where it goes, it's Rabbi Meloy. See, so name the name of Yitzchok Magdalo. Miyam Shapiris Yosef Meechav L'Tom Tam Yaim. When from the point in time where Yosef was separated from his brothers, he didn't touch wine. The Ksiv L'Kod Kod Nazir Achav. He acted like a Nazir. Yosef Bechanin Omer Afhein L'Tom U'Tam Yaim. The brothers did not drink any wine either. The Ksiv at a time when Yosef and the brothers sat down together in Mitzrayim, V'Yishru V'Yishkru Imoy. They drank together. Till then, they did not. So what's pshat in Rabbi Meloy? He didn't say that pasuk. The answer he says is shichus hudaloy haver shtiya miyahaver. The pasuk indicates they did not become intoxicated, but other than that till before that time. Means they would, but they didn't say they wouldn't drink at all. Yosef wouldn't drink at all. They drank, just they didn't become intoxicated. That's how Rabbi Maloy holds. Rabbi Maloy Biskar Viracha was some Liboy Zachal Khashimish but Al Liboy. When it says Aaron came out and was truly happy for Moshe, even though Moshe was being appointed the leader instead of Aaron. Aaron was truly happy for Moshe. That's why Aaron was zeichet to get the Choshe Mishpat to sit on his heart. You have to leave Rashi.